What up, what up, what up, what up? How's everybody doing? This is Ty Norman. Welcome to the Smoke Break Podcast, episode 004. Listen, I'm going to get right to it. The Smoke Break Podcast is definitely about progressing the lives of the individuals that we impact and touch. And as I promised you in the first episode, a lot of this is not going to be scripted, okay? A lot of it is going to come right off the top. I don't have, I have like some notes on the topics that I talk about. And these are all topics that, you know, have come about by me or by my, you know, doing. So, no one's giving me this information and telling me I have to report on this. I have to talk about this. This is just coming from my heart and what I want to do. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is we're going to talk about some real things. Now, I know this podcast started in 2020, and it started just before the pandemic, and it started as a way of reaching out to people to get them motivated, you know, in 10, 15 minute increments before they, you know, can get back into their job and, you know, pretty much listen to it on their smoke break. So, as soon as I implemented the podcast, the funny thing is, you know, everything kind of fell apart. So now moving forward, things are changing, right? And it's like, I want to be more down to earth. I want to be real with folks because I believe there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there. There's a lot of people out there who aren't even entrepreneurs, people who are just regular 9-to-5 hardworking people that just want to connect with real information in a very real way without having to be, you know, scripted and going through all that. So let me get off of all that and just get into what this podcast is going to be about. As you can tell already, I'm getting my morning started out here. There we go. Get that right. This is called the Smoke Break Podcast, and I think we know why. We don't have to go into all of that, but if you support it, you know, go ahead and get yourself right this fine day, and you know, get yourself ready for a day ahead. So let's talk about what this episode is going to be about. This episode is about the right friends, right? So doing some evaluating recently, and I'm realizing that a lot of the people that used to be around me are no longer around me. Now, that could be for various reasons. We all move on with life. You know, they have their families. I have my family, work in different industries. Whatever the case may be, we all move on for different reasons. But what I do realize is the ones who have stuck, the ones who have stayed, the ones who have seemingly come late to the party, but have stuck around, are probably going to be some of the ones that carry through for the rest of life. Let me explain. When you have a bunch of friends, especially I'm a military veteran. So if you're like me, you've traveled, you know, a few places and met people in all of these different places, you start to realize something, you know, once you get out of your hometown and you're not just living at your hometown, you know, for your whole life, you start to realize something that in each place you're going to connect with somebody, maybe a few somebodies, who knows, but you're going to connect. And when you leave that place or that season, you may take that connection with you or you may not take that connection with you. That is going to determine the longevity and the quality of that relationship. There are some people in New Jersey. I have a good friend in New Jersey, Hector, and we don't talk every day. You know, we don't need to talk every day. So when I do talk to him, no time has passed. You know, I have a few good friends who are like that. I have a good friend who's a big part of my life in Virginia, and you know, been friends for 22 years. And when we don't talk for a while and we talk again, things are exactly the same. And it's because that energy stays the same. It's because I have may have left those places, but the season of life that we're in together, our vibration is still the same. So what I'm saying to you is a season is not necessarily attached to a place or a thing like that. So a season in life can just be a certain elevation point, a certain vibration level that you're going to experience with people. And some people you're going to fall out of season with, fall out of vibration with. Other people you're going to hold on to that for a lifetime. So how do you identify it? How do you identify the people who should stay around? How do you identify the people who you're like, hey, you know what? This is not going to work out. This is the type of person I don't need in my life. And this is just a seasonal thing. And maybe, you know, you're just getting something out of it for the moment and a business relationship or whatever. And you know that this is not permanent. I'm going to tell you how to identify that, give you a few goals on, you know, a few tips on what to look for and things like that, so that you don't have to worry about, is this person benefiting you in your life for the long run? And you don't have to, we'll take some of the guesswork out of it. So some of my notes here, real quick and easy here. That's the name of my parents' brand on YouTube, Quick and Easy Recipes, Quick and Easy One-on-One Recipes. So shout out to mom and dad. Good YouTube channel there, Quick and Easy One-on-One Recipes. But here goes some of my notes from the right friends, right? The right friends will elevate you towards your dreams. That is extremely important, guys. You got to realize that. You got a lot of people out here who are not going to, they want to be your friend for opportunity. They want to be your friend for the moment. Again, back to the seasonal friends thing. They're in it for the season. They're not in it for the long run, you know? So if you're a person who thinks long term, you may have people around you who aren't even worried about the long term. And here you are trying to invest in their lives in a long term way. And that's not the type of people that they are. That's they're very short term thinkers. And they're, you know, so that's an unequal energy and unequal dynamic. You don't need that in your life, okay? That is something when you have an unequal vibration like that, it's not going to match out well for you. You're either going to drain the person or the person is going to drain you. That's why you should be equally yoked. So people who can elevate your dreams, they're normally the people who are going to be on your level, or they're going to be a little bit higher than you. But, and when I say that, I'm not talking about economically necessarily. That's part of the equation, but that's not exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about mental maturity, emotional maturity. They're going to be on your level regarding those things, or a little bit higher than you, so you can actually learn some things. So another thing to identify the right friends and, you know, to make sure that you're having meaningful relationships. The right friends will not require more than you can give. You ever had that person in your life that you want to do the best for them, you want to do what's right by them, but for some reason, nothing ever seems to be enough? You ever met somebody like that? Those individuals right there, seasonal. I'm telling you that now. Now, I don't know what you have going on in your life. You can have a million and one things going on and a bunch of seasonal people, but you need to start identifying those people right away. Those people that are going to put a drain on you and take away from your energy and not deposit back in. Those are the friends who are requiring more than you can give. They're not helping to carry their fair share, helping to carry their load. And again, I'm not talking about economically. I'm talking about the values of a relationship, the values of a friendship. You know, they're not helping to carry the communication part. You know, they're not helping to carry the financial part. All of that goes into a bubble together. They're not helping to carry, you know, the emotional support part. So, you know, now everybody's not going to be equal on every level. Some people are going to be stronger on other levels. You have to figure out how that all balances out for you, right? But what you do know is when somebody is asking more of you than you're actually capable of giving. You feel that tugging on you. And I'm not saying that's necessarily always bad. Some things are meant to test our faith. But, you know, God is not going to send us friends or a partner or a business partner or anything that are going to constantly test our faith and constantly require more than we can give. So those are the type of people that are toxic. We got to get those people out of our lives. Here goes some more insight. The right friends will share their time through victories and success, not just failures and losses. Let me repeat that. The right friends will share their time through victories and success, not just failures and losses. So do you have any friends out there that they're gossipers, call you up on the phone? Hey, let me tell you about what happened today. Oh my God, this and this and this and this and this. And by the time you get off the phone with this person, you feel like some of that stuff has happened to you throughout your day. And you feel the negative burden of that. You feel the weight of that. No, that's not going to work. We want to get that out of our lives. We don't want to be sitting here every time we pick up the phone for so-and-so, they're telling us about their brand new negative news of the day. You feel like you're getting the negative daily report. So you watch the news, you get negative news, you pick up the phone, you got negative friends who are feeding you negative information about their negative lives. There has to be a stop. That's madness. There has to be a stop to the negativity. So if you have friends that are sharing all their failures and losses with you, but yet when it's time to party and have a victory, they're not picking up that phone and calling you and saying, hey, thank you for being there for me as I was going through this storm and this trial and this tribulation. And they're picking up, you know, they're going somewhere else, or they're picking up the phone to call somebody else who maybe didn't deposit that energy into them. Those people are a drain on you. Those people are, you got to get away from people that are just going to share negative with you instead of, you know, bring some positive back to you. So here's another quality of the right friends. And this is an uncomfortable one to speak about, but we're going to speak about it though. The right friends will give you the best advice when you don't want it. Listen to that again. The right friends will give you the best advice when you don't want it. So while you're sitting there going through whatever you're going through in life and you're thinking, man, how am I going to get through this and what am I going to do? And you're talking to one of your friends and maybe you're just unloading on them a little bit and saying, hey, I got this thing going on in my life. And they shoot you some advice that's uncomfortable. Hey, listen, you would have got that promotion at your job, but man, you went to work too many times late, even partying too much. Why do you think they passed you over? It's not because they don't like you. It's not because, you know, you're black or there anything else. No, man, you weren't performing well. Imagine hearing that after you just didn't get the promotion at your job. Nobody wants to hear that. But at the end of the day, the right friends will give you the advice even when you don't want it. And sometimes it's our job as friends to realize if these people are not seasonal people and these people are people who are going to be staying the course with us, that we got to eat that sometimes. And that's how we learn and grow, when we get that advice that we weren't looking for sometimes, but it's going to jolt us a little bit and say, oh man, get back to reality. You tripping. You pointing fingers. You blaming stuff. What's going on with your performance? What could you have done better? And you have to start self-analyzing. So the best friends and the right friends are going to give you the most meaningful advice in that kind of way that's going to help you to kind of almost get a little hack to life, if you will, if you're humble enough to listen and to actually implement some of it. Not that they're always going to be right, but some things you have to listen to, take it to heed and see where it fits at. This next one actually kind of goes with the first one a little bit. The right friends won't detract you from your purpose, right? So if the first one is the right friends are going to elevate you towards your dreams. Well, if the first one is that, then we know that people who are elevating you towards your dreams are not going to detract you from your purpose. With that being said, not all friends are going to elevate you towards your dreams, right? So some friends, like I said, the ones you don't talk to for a long time and stuff like that, but you talk to them again and things are, you know, just as no time has passed. Some of those friends may not be the friends that are, you know, on a daily basis elevating you to get to your dreams. But at the same time, they're not detracting you either. And spending time with them doesn't detract you either. And I think that's important to know, because sometimes we can get caught up in what I like to call, you know, or what is deemed as a confirmation bubble, where we'll put a bunch of people around us that that we have a confirmation bias towards. So they'll say, you know, we'll say the sky is red and they'll agree with us. Basically, whatever, you know, thing that we say, these people will agree with us. You have to be careful placing those kind of people around you all the time. First of all, you don't know their motives all the time for selling out their own thought process just to agree with you. So you got to be careful about that. You want to place the kind of people around you who aren't always agreeing with you, but at the same time, they're helping to build you in a way that doesn't detract you, right? So you can be equally yoked with somebody but still not agree with them. That's a very real thing. You don't have to agree with everybody. So you don't want to build these confirmation bubbles that are filled with a lot of bias. You don't want to do that. What you want to do is you want to say, hey, you know what? I would like to have a well-rounded circle of friends who I'm equally yoked with, who I can count on for advice, but I know that their advice is not going to detract me. I know it's not filled with negative energy. I know that their advice is going to help me out. Even if it's not purposely meant to elevate me towards my dreams, I know that subconsciously it will absolutely help me towards my dreams. So let me go ahead and wrap everything up with you guys and just get out of here by just giving you a quote from a great woman who I think this quote kind of fits in here a little bit, and it helps you to understand something a little bit better. It's Maya Angelou, and she said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And I think that that's extremely important, because when we think about the right friends, we think about how they made us feel. We think about the impact that they've had in our lives overall. And I think that's a way that you can quantify having the right friendships, you know, in your life. You know, you're not going to remember everything that your friend said, or everything that your friend did, or every gift that was ever bought, or all these things are going to pass with time. But what you are going to remember is how that right friend made you feel when times were low, when you needed help, when you needed an ear to just to listen to, when you needed a helping hand to get up. You know, you're going to remember how that person made you feel in that moment. So I think that's extremely critical when we're trying to figure out who the right friends are for us. And as long as we're keeping that kind of in mind, it helps us out a little bit easier in selecting the right friends, right? So let's reevaluate before we go ahead and get off of this episode. Do you have the right friends? Do you have friends who are elevating you towards your dreams? Do you have friends that are not requiring more than you can give? Do you have friends that are not just sharing their failures and losses, but they're also sharing their victories and success? Do you have friends that are giving you the best advice even when you don't want to hear it at the time? Okay. Do you have friends that are not trying to detract you from your purpose? If you have these kind of people around you, you're a person that has wealth, because these type of people are going to help to build the foundation as you move, especially as an entrepreneur or as somebody who's just looking to elevate in their position at their job. These people are going to help to elevate you to levels that may otherwise may not have been possible without the right team around you. Life is about building a team, and if you got the right friends around you, you and your team can move through life and do things that, you know, are kind of hard to do by yourself. So with that being said, guys, I'm happy that you stuck in there through this whole episode if you're listening to my voice right now. And I'm happy that we got a chance to talk about the right friends. I believe that part of the dynamic in your life is going to either help to build you a better life. As I just said, life is about teams. And you're either going to be on the right team or you're going to be on the wrong team. You're going to be on the winning team or you're going to be on the losing team. And that's all about how you stack your players, how you stack your friends. You know, everybody, you can have family members, but guess what? You're not going to hang out with all of them, right? You know which family members to hang out with and which ones to kind of avoid. Friends are the same way. Know which ones to hang out with, know which ones to bring in close, and also know which ones to avoid. Know which ones are seasonal and know which ones are permanent. And hopefully this list has helped you out a little bit today. You've maybe got a little bit of understanding. Maybe you can self-reflect a little bit and take a little bit of inventory of who's around you and see, is this person benefiting me? Are they helping me? Or, you know, is this something that I can let go of? So in closing, guys, thank you for being a part of the Smoke Break Podcast. It's your boy, Ty Norman. Listen, I'm going to be on here all the time doing my thing. This is 2022 and moving forward. We're going full steam ahead. I have AmericanIncomeCenter.com. That's the new website that we're going to be hosting the Smoke Break Podcast on. Again, it's AmericanIncomeCenter.com. I'll be doing some blog articles there. If you'd like some consideration for your business or for advertising, for other costs and stuff like that, just hit me up. We'll put it all together. I'm doing interviews as well. So maybe you have a story you'd like to get out there to the world. You know, I don't want to be responsible for finding everybody to give interviews. Hit me up if you'd like to be interviewed. I'd love to bring you on here, talk to you publicly, and maybe get your story out there and share your story out through all of my networks. So again, thank you for being a part of the Smoke Break Podcast. Make sure you check out all episodes, old episodes, future episodes on AmericanIncomeCenter.com. Again, that's AmericanIncomeCenter.com. You don't have to type it. Just hit the little microphone on Google or Siri and say American Income Center. It should pop up. Click on the website and check out our podcast from there. So, guys, with that being said, have yourself a blessed day. Until the next time.